President Joe Biden's proposed student loan relief program would forgive $400 billion across 45 million people, and that includes more than 900,000 Hoosiers. Biden says for people making less than $125,000 per year, up to $10,000 or $20,000 could be forgiven.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
Life-changing for people like Carly Stevenson, a student debt activist with We the 45 Million.
When you don't come from money, even if you go to college, you are starting out much further behind your peers that you are working with, who come from upper middle class and upper class families.
Stevenson lives in Indianapolis, but is from New Hampshire. She went to public state school and she graduated with about $60,000 in debt.
I've been paying that debt for 14 years now, and I still owe about $32,000.
If Biden's plan goes through, Stevenson would be left with about $15,000. However, some people say the program just fundamentally isn't fair.
People take matters of financial fairness personally.
That's author, publisher, and financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz.
So it's not, oh, this is unfair to someone. It's unfair to me.
People opposed to the loan forgiveness program argue that the debt is just being redistributed to people who didn't go to college or didn't take on student loans.
But not everything is fair. And there's lots of government actions that, like, as someone who's a pacifist might not agree with the military budget. It's not fair to them.
Currently, six states are suing because people consolidated federal family education loans to qualify for forgiveness. States hold or service FFELP loans, which means a smaller loan volume and thus less revenue. However, the White House had not finalized the details of the program. And as of September 29th, which is the same day the lawsuit was filed, people who didn't already consolidate FFELP loans no longer qualified for forgiveness.
This essentially rendered the claims that the states had been harmed moot because they were no longer being harmed.
A federal judge dismissed the case, but the states appealed to the Eighth Circuit Court. A judge last Friday temporarily blocked the plan as it waits to issue a ruling on an injunction.
The stay merely prevents the Department of Education from issuing the forgiveness. If they are ready to go, they could resume as soon as that stay is lifted.
The Biden administration is using the HEROES Act of 2003 to authorize the program, but Kantrowitz says the courts could potentially invoke the major questions doctrine, which says that for any agency action that have major consequences, like costing $400 billion, there should be explicit authorization by Congress. And Congress has attempted to pass student loan forgiveness legislation multiple times, but failed.
That then doesn't give the administration carte blanche to implement what they couldn't get through Congress through executive action.
However, Kantrowitz says that the legality of what the president did is actually a separate issue. For a court to rule on the program, someone must first show harm.
Until plaintiffs are able to demonstrate that they have legal standing, and so far none have, and I don't think any will, the courts can't consider whether what the president did passes legal muster.
Regardless of the outcome of the appeals court, one side is likely to push the issue all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Holden Apsher.